Roughly Speaking with Dan Rodericks is brought to you by the Ivy Bookshop. The Ivy stocks a wide selection of books covering Baltimore and the Chesapeake Bay region, many by local authors. Located at 6080 Falls Road, more information can be found at theivybookshop.com.
From the Baltimore Sun in Baltimore, Maryland, I'm Dan Rodericks, and this is Roughly Speaking, episode 329, Thursday, November 30th, 2017, the day after the funeral for Sean Suter, the Baltimore police detective, the father of five children, who was killed in the line of duty 2 weeks ago in a still unsolved homicide on the west side of the city. Wednesday, under a bright, warm sun, dozens of homicide detectives in suits, hundreds of uniformed officers on foot and in a long motorcade, were among the thousands of people who paid tribute to Suter at a funeral in a Baptist megachurch and along the route to Delaney Valley Memorial Gardens in Baltimore County, where Suter was buried. I thought we'd keep this episode of the podcast relatively short today and bring you some of the sounds from the Suter funeral. From the pipes and drums that accompanied the honor guard and pallbearers as they brought Suter's flag-draped casket into Mount Pleasant Baptist Church, to three of the speakers, the police commissioner of Baltimore, Kevin Davis, Suter's eldest daughter, and his colleague from the homicide unit, Detective Jonathan Jones.
On behalf of the men and women of the Baltimore Police Department, I offer my deepest condolences to the family and the friends of Detective Sean Suter. Nicole, your strength and grace during these very difficult times has not gone unnoticed by your family and your police family. To the children, Demira, Marquise, Chris, Sean, Zaria, your father, you know, loved you so much, and he still loves you, and he will look over you and be with you for the rest of your lives. When we leave the church today and drive to Delaney Valley, where Sean will rest in eternal peace, we will see people, undoubtedly, stop their cars, walk out of their homes, walk out of their businesses, and stand on the side of the road out of respect for Sean and his service and his sacrifice. Respect, as we all know, is a two-way street. We must give in order to receive. The truth of it all is this: Sean gave, and the BPD gives each and every day. The police departments here today to honor Sean give each and every day. That's the norm. That's what happens every day. And it's time that the local and national narrative start reflecting that reality. When a member of the BPD passes, a part of Baltimore leaves with them, but a much bigger part lives on because of them. Sean was the kind of son, husband, father, police officer, and friend that everyone here strives to be. Sean, we thank you for your service. We thank you for the lessons you taught us. We thank you for being our friend. And now it's up to all of us to follow in your footsteps. May the memory of Detective Sean Suter live on, and may God bless him and each and every one of you.
Some of you may already know me, but I'm Sean's oldest daughter. And I'm just going to be reading an open letter that I wrote to him. Dear Sean, it's me, your oldest, the one you affectionately called Sho. I'm just writing to let you know that I miss you so much, and that I love you for being bigger and better than everything I humanly know. I can't tell you how many tears I've cried since I got the news that you were gone. This all seems so impossible. You have created this place in my world that is now empty. There's a hole in my life, and I often find myself wandering around during the day and falling into it at night. Oh, what I give to have you here one more day, just to sit with you and chat for a while, or to see you do that silly dance. I'd even let you win a round of Uno if you gave me one more chance. Just a few words I wish I would have said sooner. Thanks for all your guidance, your perspectives, and simply for allowing me space to grow. You've taught me so many things, like how to love myself, family values, and how to remain calm in some of the toughest situations. One thing we didn't get to go over was how to handle this. How do I carry on? How do I go on when everything around reminds us of you? Your car in the driveway, your coat in the closet, your smile is forever engraved in my heart. These are the questions I still have for you, and I'm sure you'll answer them soon. But now it's time to say goodbye, so I'll close this letter for now. You'll live with me forever in my heart and always in my mind. Love, Jasmine.
I am Detective Jonathan Jones. This is our squad from the homicide unit. This is our family from the homicide unit. As I was asked to come up here, I was trying to figure out exactly what to say. Dug into some old Kierkegaard quotes, some old Socrates quotes, Snoopy quotes. Nothing seemed to work, so I'll just say this. When Sean came to the homicide unit, we knew right away that he was a good guy. He was a good person. That smile radiated before he opened the door. That laughter came through right as soon as he began to talk. Sean was all right with us, right off the jump. Suda had a special way of dealing with families. He would walk over to the mirror, right in the cubicle, that we share. And he put his tie on. And once the tie came on, he knew it was time for business. We went out there and did what we did best, trying to bring peace to families whose loved one was taken away. And here we are now, our loved ones taken away. I'm not going to keep everyone long, but I would be remiss if I didn't just think about Psalm 23 and 4. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil. The emphasis on going through the valley of the shadow of death, not staying there. We have a very particular job as in being a 2100 family, a homicide family. We actually get to stay there in the valley, bringing those who sometimes get lost out. That's what Sean did. As a homicide detective, we go through the valley, we stay in the valley, and we bring those out of the valley who are sometimes lost. Sean was the epitome of that. His heart, his mind was on work, dedicated to bringing peace to the families. And now I say to Nicole, Zaria, Casey, Logan, everyone, may peace be with you. Sean is with you. Champ, we got it from here.
This is Dan Rodericks, and that's our show for now. The producers of Roughly Speaking are Steve Early and Quinn Kelly. From the Baltimore Sun Newsroom, we thank you for listening, and we'll see you again soon.